Hello. How are you doing today, ma'am? My name is Anthony with Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about different issues facing Hector County. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure, go ahead.
Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, I am.
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa or outside the city limits?
Yes, son. Yeah, I live in Todd City limits.
So it's inside the Odessa city limits, correct? Now, do you think... Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Well, I guess they're...
Okay.
Cruising along, I guess they're doing good.
Okay, so you would say they're on the right track. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
I think the most important thing is our school system.
Your school system, so education issues.
Yes.
Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, they're fair.
They are fair.
Yeah.
5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, I'm going to say they're going to be about the same.
They'll be about the same, okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Well,
are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Very.
Very concerned, okay. Now, ma'am, we're almost done, okay? Truly, thank you. We are about 25%, okay? Now, let me read to you a little qualities, a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor? How would you rate that?
Good.
Okay. What about quality of public schools? How would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent,
yeah,
good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Wow.
Okay.
Not very good.
Not very good. So we can say poor or fair?
Fair.
What about availability of quality health care?
Very good.
Very good. So excellent?
Yes.
What about availability of affordable housing?
Very poor.
Very poor. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Well, if that's what you want, I guess it's good. I don't do that, so...
Okay. What about public safety and low crime? How would you rate that in Hector County?
Oh,
you would say excellent, good, fair, or poor, fair, okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic growth, development, and job growth? You see that acorn?
There.
Four.
Yeah. There.
There. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
About what?
How do you see the offering job opportunities in your field in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I want to be in some 86 years old and haven't worked in a day or two.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's good.
Good, okay. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Well, that leaves something to be desired. I guess it's good.
What about public transportation? How is that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Well, it's Texas, I mean, you know.
So it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good, yeah. No, it's good.
What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
That's good.
It's good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're down 45%, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Just a couple of more minutes. Please stay with me. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Is it a good, is it an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live, Hector County?
Well, I think it's a good place.
Okay.
But
for college graduates looking to enter the job market?
That's my opinion.
Strictly. Great. What about for immigrants from other countries? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, that's good.
What about families with children?
Good.
Retirees?
That's good here, yes.
What about for young, single people? Is Hector County excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
I can't. That's kind of hard to. If you listen to the young people, they're going to say
okay.
No.
So
yeah,
we can say that you are
else.
Undecided, correct?
Yeah, but they come back. I mean, they
okay.
leave, but they come back, so.
How would you rate Hector County as a place to live for people like you? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
What about for racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
What about for people living below the poverty line?
It's still good.
What about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
For this area, the kind of businesses would be good.
Okay.
You know?
Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It'll improve.
It will improve. Economic
yes.
development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, Not too familiar. Not all familiar.
Somewhat.
How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Echo County? Very confident.
Yes.
Somewhat confident. Not too confident. Not at all confident.
Very comfortable.
Very confident. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not often.
Somewhat.
How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not all confident.
Very comfortable.
Very confident. Okay. Awesome. Now, ma'am, we're almost done, okay? How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
The high school.
Okay. In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
Do you have a school age child living in your household?
No, sir, I don't.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
White, Anglo. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Not in my house, no.
Okay. Is your annual household income less than $25,000? 25?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
I'm sorry?
I am female.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Ma'am, I'm truly thankful. Thank you for being so kind. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A wonderful day. Goodbye.